Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got another great show tonight. I'll give people a little heads up. We're getting major solar flare activity, and I don't know if you've been out in the sun lately, but you know we're getting into the hundreds up here in Trout Lake, which is not normal at all for this time of year. You know, it's usually in the 70s, you know, with sporadic storms here and there. But the weather's pretty going bonkers up here, and it's wreaking havoc on some of the equipment. Speaking of which, my computer crashes right before the show every time. Go figure. I wonder why that is. But anyway, we've got a lot of upcoming events I need to get out of the way here. We've got the June 12th through the 15th, we've got Michael Tellinger. He's returning to East SETI, and he's going to talk about Cashless Society, Ubuntu, and probably talk a little bit about the ancient ancestors and whatever comes up. But amazing speaker. You know, everybody loves these conferences. So definitely check that out, June 12th to the 15th. And we've got June 19th to the 22nd is the Ambassador Training Workshop, where we actually engage these higher dimensional beings and have our own personal contacts, and we get to see the ships and learn how to heal unseen negative influences and create a safe environment so you can have contact. And people come out of their high on a kite. So after the workshop, we walk out into the field and watch the ships come in at night. So it's quite an amazing event. We've got July 2nd through the 5th. We've got the annual conference. And we've got some great speakers. We've got Alfred Weber, Winston Srout, Randy Kramer, Alexandra Metters, Rosemary Guiley, Michael Elijohn, Natasha, Laura Legere, John Rappaport, and myself. And we have some other ones coming up, some new ones. We've got Joel Garbin and signed up for the Breakthrough Energy, and we're still working on it. So who knows? We might have a couple other mystery speakers. And then August 14th through the 16th, we've got Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dream returning to eSETI. So if you want to go to private invitation, eSETI.com or eSETIreservations@gmail.com and check it out. All that information is there to check out the upcoming workshops and events at the East SETI Ranch. And by the way, the ships are flying. We saw beautiful ships last night. A couple nights ago, we stopped counting. I stopped counting at 39, and they said they kept coming later on in the night because I went to bed. But it was about 50 ships. You know, somewhere about 50 ships came over the ranch. And these aren't satellites. These obviously, they were doing things that made it very clear that these were UFOs. So there's a lot of activity here. It's still ongoing, and it hasn't stopped. So if you want to come and check that out. My guests tonight are two of the speakers who will be presenting at next month's eSETI conference, Laura Legere and Michael Elijohn. And Laura's focus of service and purpose is assisting people with healthy living, personal growth, and spiritual exploration through her private practice as a massage therapist and teacher of natural healing and essential oils. She's always been a gifted networker as well as a great storyteller and loves to point people in a purposeful, positive direction. Laura's specialty is the art and science of using and applying therapeutic-grade essential oils for emotional release, healing, detox, and nutrition. She's a published author and tells about her miraculous recovery from serious acts in her book, It's Not Weird Anymore, An Extraordinary True Tale. I'm a little tongue-tied today. I don't know why. It's probably because I've been running back and forth between the buildings getting this technology up. But she's also an entertaining, educational, adventurous self-help resource guide to spiritual health, wisdom, conspiracy, personal growth, and a match.com relationship. And you can check that out at lauralegere.com. Our other guest is the significant other. We've got Michael Elijohn. He's the co-author of the groundbreaking book, Prepare for the Landings, an insider's view to the human-appearing ETs who form the Intergalactic Federation and their message to Earth. Michael was born knowing he was on a mission with conscious memory of the higher worlds, and while growing up in an avant-garde family in Southern California, he began being contacted by these masters. His life was saved by these beings at the age of 6. While still a boy, Michael was trained in the Edgar Cayce method of channeling and began doing transformational readings as a direct voice channel. After his second physical contact, Michael has since done thousands of transformational life readings for the Star People worldwide. attuning them to their true mission and purpose. Michael hosts Cosmic Connection, where he shares many compelling ET experiences and the insight that the ET Masters provide. So without any further ado, I want to bring Laura and Michael on the show. Are you with us?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, James. Thanks Hello. For having us on.
Glad,
and
glad
thanks
to be
for
back.
Having us to come to your ranch. We loved it last September.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of changes here. The ranch, we've done a lot of extra work here and a lot of cleanup, and it's looking great. And we have a whole new staff, so hopefully things will run smoother and we'll get things moving forward. But you know, there's so much to talk about. I'm not exactly sure. You know, there's so many different things. We could just. You know, my interest is, I wonder if you're hearing anything new as far as what the Star Nations are talking about. What's the latest as far as the shift happening and maybe the shift in global consciousness, economy, and the shift in getting rid of some of these negative influences that are happening.
Yeah. Well, there's been some of the stuff that has been coming out, and I have followed David Wilcock and Cobra and some of the others, and they're, you know, it's my perception too that, you know, that all of the, you know, the riffraff, as I like to call it, God bless them for teaching everybody important lessons, all of the, you know, and Laura and I like to call ourselves conspiracy optimists because we've been aware, you know, we haven't put our head in the sand of all the stuff, and the Cabal tried to off me many, many times. They succeeded briefly in 79, and I came out of that experience and being hit with a psychotronic beam and stronger actually than when I went into it. You know, and I didn't live my life out of any fear. It was always a sense of, I knew where I remembered where I was before I came here, and that made life quite interestingly different. But I knew there was a lot of stuff that, specifically on Earth, but also some of the things in the solar system that, because of the secret space program that's been going on, even though now, there's this particular group called the Alliance that is aligned now with been working with the higher forces to get rid of the dark fleet, quote, that have been still kind of operating around the Earth a little bit, even though the heavens have been cleared quite a bit. But it turns out there were some, you know, some prisoners actually that were being held in certain locations, like third, fourth dimension. Now, of course, you and I, James, we've been always working with the higher dimensional, you know, like sixth dimension.
Yeah.
Above, primarily, which are the Guardians and the Elohim and those types that, you know, they don't usually, because of the, you know, lower nature aspect and what I call Model T technology, you know, Merkaba light ship, where it's consciousness Elohim technology, as versus, you know, Model T, Model A, you know, type craft that are metallic, just fly around, that are still limited to some degree, and they might go up to fifth, but beyond the fifth, the sixth dimension and above, the imbalance forces are not allowed to go there. But a lot of the focus lately has been to clean up that riffraff, the stuff that's still on the third, fourth, and fifth dimension, that even though a lot of it's been cleared up, a vast majority, there's still a little bit hanging out. So, but there has been, again, some people locked in kind of a karmic thing from past ages. Now, it's my understanding, one of the things that, and I like to explain it this way, this goes up to about 20 million years into the future, going back to about 6.5 million years, that there is a group of those of us whose higher oversoul future self merged into the past-present timeline, and we created an entirely different timeline. So instead of only a third of humanity surviving as in the old timeline, and it was a worldwide emergency evacuation, we're now estimating 90 to 95% making it through, and now it's a more open first contact coming up at a certain point here. And so this is changing everything around very drastically into a much better, you know, scenario. But there is still this, obviously, a cleanup that still is going on. So some of the last riffraff and some of the seem to be a few prisoners that were still being held in some of the locations in the solar system, even though it's my understanding that most of the other planets have, you know, have already, a long time ago, ascended into higher levels. We're talking about higher dimensions, but on the third and fourth dimension, there was still some activity that needed to be cleaned up so that all of that can be cleared out of the solar system.
Because when they said, the information we got when we were 20 million years into the future and we looked back, there was no Earth and a third of the Milky Way galaxy was gone because of the old timeline. In the old timeline, there was no Edward Snowden, there was no global currency reset or anything like that.
Yeah, it does. It does seem to be definitely. I mean, we just had an experience here where, you know, they told us most of the riffraff is being cleaned up and a lot of the reptilian gray energies are being taken out. And they said mostly it's done. And then all of a sudden, recently, we had some people come up that actually had some huge attachments that they, I guess they've been working to have some kind of an agreement. They've been working with these beings and they don't want to let it go. So obviously, it's still, there are some things still needing to be cleaned up, and there's some kind of agreements that have been made that are going to be harder to break because of those agreements that certain people have made to work with these beings, because they get power and wealth and notoriety or whatever, and they don't even realize who they're working with.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the new timeline, one of the things that Laura and I are very excited and passionate about, and I'll let Laura share a little bit about the Kamala grand juries that are quickly formed in all the 50 states, and it's my perception this will become part of the Planetary Earth Council coming up. But there's a lot of exciting things that recently happened with probably over 1 million documents that have been filed against all of the judges, all of the major officials who have any oath of office, actually all of them received. Every major, will you like you share
okay, more
about
so,
that?
So for people who don't know, you know, just a little background, National Liberty Alliance started out in New York, and it actually was just a New York alliance. And other people came to John Durash, who's the head of National Liberty Alliance, and they asked him to, you know, include their state. So it ended up 2 years ago, they started working on nationally having all 50 states reconstituted so that they could all have a common law grand jury. And it had to be a representative from each county. And there's over 3,100 counties in the whole United States. So we did that. We actually reconstituted all the states within 6 months last year. And John's group in New York, they are incredible document writers. It's kind of like common law and natural law are synonymous. And we're actually going to go see Michael Tellinger tonight. Which is cool that he's coming to your land ranch. I hope I get to talk to him a little bit, because we have so much good news about what National Liberty Alliance has done so far. I mean, since May, I mean, we've been sending all kinds of documents. We've been educating the marshals and the sheriffs in particular about their power. They have the power to arrest the president. They just didn't know this. They've been being used by the corporation to do other stuff. You know, arresting people on fake warrants and all kinds of things. So we've been sending them common law, natural law documents like quo warrantos. Quo warranto is asking them to prove their authority. By whose authority do you have to do this? And this has been going to all the judges, all the courthouses, all the sheriffs, the marshals, the FBI agents in the counties, the senators, the governors, the assembly men and women, and the congressmen and women, and over 6,000 media outlets. And we've been faxing, mailing, emailing, however you can do it. And it costs a lot of money. I mean, we've been, you know, a lot of people have been donating so they can send all these documents. And they all got quo warrantos, which was by whose authority, and there's they are bound lawfully to answer, and of course they haven't, which means they defaulted. And I know you have an understanding of this because of what you've been through, James, but yes. Also we sent them all mandamuses, which means either follow the original constitution, the law, and your oath, or step down or get arrested. So last night we had a national common law grand jury. What would you call it? Well, I guess we had a meeting. We had we had a conference call, but we were there to vote on a presentment of indictment on three judges in Utah, and we voted to do that. And they got the mandamuses, and we have the sheriffs and the marshals that will arrest them. And so, see, that's the whole thing, is to being able to enforce what they're getting. The other thing is, because everybody has been getting them, there isn't anybody they can crawl to and make excuses about us. They have tried to infiltrate us. They even had infiltrators on the call last night. Some guy sounded like a demon. And he goes, because we were looking for one guy that we thought was going to be on the call, and he was busy doing something else. And somebody gets on the call and they go, he's with the feds. And then John was going to read the document last night that actually was the case against them. And the guy comes on again and he goes, no more reading, like that. And so there's 175 people on the call. And so what John does is, after he reads the whole case and then we decide to vote on it, he says, anybody that doesn't agree with the presentment of indictment to get in the queue, and then they can count how many people are in the queue. Well, out of 175 people, 7 people got in the queue, which, you know, they're all infiltrators.
Moles. Yeah.
But there's that tells you the percentage of the moles compared to the people that are real serious. And so they are freaked out. They are totally freaked out. And it's really exciting.
Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, about this whole system, because, you know, we know, I mean, we had 3 judges have to step down in my situation because what they were doing was totally illegal. And you know, they were just trying to, you know, bulldoze this whole thing and shut down Ysetti. But we end up dismissing 3 judges and, you know, went to court, I don't know, like 10 times. It's crazy. But it was so ridiculous, the whole thing. But the one thing that was missing, I go, where's the teeth? I mean, these judges did back down because all of a sudden they were implicated, you know, and we
right.
put in affidavits implicating them and charging them, you know, right on the front page when they open the case. So that that kind of
right. That so you understand that. So basically, National Liberty Alliance is making this a blanket thing across the whole. This is amazing. And I guess I asked, you know, because of the positive military, the resistance movement, and Anonymous, and every, you know, all the underground people that are actually, you know, behind the scenes making the good stuff happen. I asked, I said, so, you know, I asked Michael Channels, my other half from the ships, and he said, I asked him, I said, so, you know, what are those people think about what we're doing? And he said, they're very surprised, and they actually are, postponing certain announcements because they're waiting, because National Liberty Alliance is going to make the announcements a lot easier for the masses.
Yeah, we have thousands of members
because now. We're notifying all these people that are in these positions right now, because we're saying we, the people, are the only authority, period. They don't have it, but we, you know, we allowed them to railroad us, but we, the people, are above the corporate government, above the Supreme Court. Nobody has to bring anything to those people. They can bring it all to us in a case, any case. The longest a case would last is 3 days. That's it. All this drawn out baloney is just to get revenue off of
statute.
Yeah. Just to get revenue off of you. It's going to be simple, common sense. That's what's so cool about Michael Tellinger, you know, coming to your rant. Maybe we should go to that too. Anyway,
there's still room.
There is?
What? Oh yeah, definitely.
So what, do you want me to explain kind of why these judges are being indicted that we went after, or?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be good for people to know, you know,
right. This is a really good example. Okay. So what happened was, there was a guy, a Native American man in Utah, and he he's a National Liberty Alliance member. And really, when you're a member, boy, you have a huge support system. We have courtroom observers to support you, and also the document writers. So this is setting a precedent. I'm sure they were trying to scare us, and it is backfiring big time on them. So they wanted to arrest one of us and make an example so the rest of us would kowtow. But no. We're going after them. So what this guy did, he was running for common law sheriff. And So what happened was these FBI agents befriended him and said, hey, this was last November. Hey, you want to go to the shooting range and do some target practice? And he's like, okay. So they take him down there and they put a gun in his hand, and he starts, you know, practicing. And then they 3 months later, they arrest him on trumped up charges because he is considered a felon because a long time ago when he was 19, he had a girlfriend that was almost 18 and she got pregnant. So underage sex made him a felon. And so you're not supposed to put a gun in a felon's hand, or a felon's not supposed to have a gun or shoot a gun or whatever. And so what happened was, we got, as National Liberty Alliance members, we got an emergency email that said, one of us has been arrested. This guy, his name is Stephen Dean. You need to call these numbers. You need to call the sheriff, the FBI, the judges, the vicar, whatever, and ask these four questions. And so hundreds of us bombed these phones. And a lot of us that aren't scared, we left our phone numbers and names for them to answer these questions. Call us back and answer them. And I think some people might have been a little bit afraid, and they've probably found some lone phone booth somewhere. But anyway, so what happened was, Bruce and Barbara that came to that were with us in Mount Shasta last September. They came up and met, and they came to your ranch, Bruce and Barbara. So
yes.
You know, they're you know, they were high up in the military and they're retired and they're totally in all this stuff. So the sheriff that we called Bruce and asked him, wow, I'm concerned. All these phone calls for this guy, what's going on? So Bruce explained to him why what happened, why he was considered a felon, and he explained the FBI agent. The sheriff goes, hey, those FBI agents are supposed to be arrested. And then we went, oh my gosh, we have an ally here. And Bruce asked the sheriff, he said, well, the main question is, why are you using a fake warrant, an unlawful warrant to go after this guy? Because it has to, a real warrant has to have a wedding signature of a judge, not a rubber stamp, and it can't be signed by a clerk. And it has to come with an affidavit. Well, none of them do. So Bruce asked the sheriff, do you investigate your warrants? And he said, I don't have time to do that. In my little county alone, I get 14,000 warrants a year. We wouldn't get anything done if we invested the warrants. And I think it dawned on him, hey, if I investigated the warrants, I probably wouldn't have to arrest anybody. Because they're all fake. And yeah. So, blew us away. Can you imagine how many fake warrants they write a day?
And all of the counties across the United States. But it's all
how do you counteract a fake warrant?
Well, this is the thing. How we're doing it is we are, that's what you do. You actually, you educate the sheriff. That's what National Liberty United States is doing, is we have sheriffs and marshals that are really happy about what we're telling them their powers are.
Oh yeah. Great.
And so what you're doing is you're educating the people they've been using, and that then they don't like finding out that they've been being used.
Yeah.
So they would, you know, the really good ones would rather back the people when they find out who the heck they're working for. And so, so this sheriff is actually on board with us. So that's how we can enforce these indictments, is for arrest, we call the marshal first. If the marshal won't arrest him, then we call the sheriff. And John said, and if those guys won't do it, we go to the next county and ask them to do it. We're aligned with the constitutional sheriffs and the militias and the oath keepers right now, too. We got a lot of oath keepers that are part of this thing. And so, and there's every belief system that's interested in this. I mean,
John is it's interesting on a conscious level. John is a Sunday school teacher. So he likes for the first 3 or 4 minutes in the beginning of Monday night call, you know, to quote biblical scripture. Okay. That's his deal. But there's also a huge number of new age type people, you know, in every kind of religious background and culture you can imagine, that are part of National Liberty Alliance. So we all have our, you know, there are the other quote agree to disagree areas. We put that aside because we're all focused on this one goal, that we all want to bring back true justice and the common law, you know, original, rather than the corporate maritime law that kept us in all of this, you know, problem. So, you know, we're learning to overlook a lot of different things that and focus on the main thing. This is one thing the higher forces are really excited about, that we're demonstrating the ability, you know, it's like in a council, to agree to disagree, because they have those very passionate agree to disagree conversations, except they don't go to fisticuffs and feathers get ruffled. And so suddenly now we have this powerful movement building up of freedom, of liberty, basically, and universal sovereignty, of, you know, getting us into an alignment for something bigger than ourselves, that the higher forces, which is our activity in Earth, as we do actions as activists, that gives them mandated authority more and more by our actions to start stepping in more and more to intervene and help us. And they're very excited about this movement as it builds up, because we're demonstrating that ability, which again will become the Planetary Council. We will demonstrate and create a very responsible, you know, awareness and taking back our country and the planet from the cabal. That's what's going on big time right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like there's some things happening on my end that I can't really talk about right now, but on a very high level where I've been networking and putting the right people together, you know, that have the wherewithal and the technology and everything to turn this planet around, and the people that are actually getting rid of the cabal. But I just been plugging the right people together right now, and it's amazing how it's all just flowing now. It's all coming together synchronistically, and that was the one thing that the missing element I kept seeing, is that we need some legal. I mean, it's all illegal what's going on right now anyway, but we need some system with teeth so we can get the rest of this forward, you know, the rest of you know, technologies and the information, everything forward.
So are you feeling like what we're telling you is that piece that you were missing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I knew it. I felt it. I was going, when is this going to come forward? Because we do need some kind of a legal system, a real legal system, you know, that operates under universal law with some teeth, so we can go in there and get the white hats or the right people behind this system, so we can go in there and straighten this mess out.
Well, you know, also, John Durach has been very focused, and even though he's comes off as kind of a traditional religious person, he's extremely high principled, he's very tolerant, has made it clear from the get-go, because he gets contacted by other people who are involved in the Patriot movement and sovereignty and stuff. Yeah. And he says, you know, that a lot of the stuff they're talking about, which we'll deal with later, he's dealing with the systemic problem. He's going after, and what he's doing right now after the year or two has passed, is the things that some of these people wanted to do back then, but he had to follow certain steps, precise steps, to get us to this point, so there was balance and a flow, and not get off track. His goal has been to get to a point where we can start to use the courthouses, and as we remove these other corrupt judges and people and all these corrupt, you know, attorneys that give their allegiance to the bars connected
to the queen. Yeah.
Right. And so we're going to remove all of them. And very soon, shortly, we're going to be able to use the courthouses. The other thing he's dealing with is also exposing this Jade Helm thing, which seems to be, there's several different theories about it. But whatever the real thing is, we're giving notice to the officials that we, the people, are not going to allow anything that might be used as a pretext or undercover for something else, such as martial law. That won't be allowed.
So what we did in the last Friday, he sent out a mandamus of what was it called? A mandamus for usurpation or something like, anyway. And he addressed the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all the stuff about what Jade Helm looks like it is. And so we did that too. But National Liberty Alliance is really teaching us to be our own lawyer. So on the website, nationalliberyalliance.org, there is a free civics course. It's 120 hours. It teaches you about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, like you've never heard it before. And these teachers are fantastic, because they've all won in court. They turn the court into a common law court right away. They go into the court. They take the jurisdiction away from the judge right away as soon as they walk into court. Yeah. And so you take this course, and you actually are taking a course to become a common law court administrator. We need four common law court administrators for each county. And, you know, when we first started taking this test, we weren't thinking that's what we wanted to do. But now we're thinking, yeah, why not? There's a lot we're going to get right away. We're going to get everybody out of jail pretty much.
Yeah.
And so that'll be kind of exciting. And there'll be, by then there should be, you know, programs to help people who've been incarcerated and really traumatized in there. And, so that's the other thing we can do. And then we also have, okay, we have courtroom observer pools. So when you have to go to court, but if you, and we also have incredible documents on one page. If you go to the menu bar there, it's, you click on media and then a thing will scroll down. I mean, come down and it'll be, you click on court, court filings. And on that page, there's a list of documents that you can print up and use for your case. And you're going to have to adjust it for your case, but you'll be able to turn any court into a common law court. And when you've got your documents together, you can actually send them to our common law advisory team, and they will make sure that all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Uh-huh. And you'll have support on that. So it's like, this one teacher we were studying with on this civics course, he said, you know, in 1776, the Harvard University was already 100 years old, and they, and the English people tried to make it sound like we were a bunch of country bumping farmers. Now I'm not, I am feeling like we haven't addressed the Native American slave thing so much back then, but we, first things first. He said that there was more law books that were sold to America back then than in England at all. And they, the saying was, good luck trying to fight anything in America. They're all lawyers.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now. It's really cool. I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was forced. I mean, that was the last thing I really wanted to do, but I was forced into doing a legal crash course just to deal with the ridiculousness of the legal system here and what they're trying to do. And, you know, they were doing everything they could to shut down this place. And
right.
You know, I found out like Microsoft moved into the area, and we know what that's all about. And
what?
Next thing you know, they're trying to buy my ranch. And next thing you know, all hell breaks loose, and they tried everything they could to shut things down. So it's like, you can see, you know, how corrupt this whole system is, you know, and how, if you know the right people and have enough money, you can actually steal anybody's land you want. You know, it's like,
well, right. See, that's the other thing. We're going to actually, we have all these different committees right now. And one of them, somebody just suggested recently that we need a land committee, because we definitely have friends that, you know, are still fighting, but I'm trying to get them to get over to National Liberty Alliance and change up how they're fighting. I mean, basically, they just keep giving their money to the court system and begging criminals to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And that isn't going to work. So I keep trying. But see, they live high up in the woods. They don't have a computer.
Yeah.
A cell phone. They have to drive on the top of a mountain. So it's really hard to, you know.
I'm wondering if they take the path that, I know there's a lot of different paths, but, you know, these courts are actually for-profit corporations.
Yeah. And, right, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's what we're addressing here. But see, even their courts, the ones that our friends have to deal with, they've gotten all the mandamuses too. So one of our friends who's been fighting it in Nevada, where they've been trying to take over her, steal her family's property. I mean, they came in initially and boarded up their house, and their family went and moved back into their house, changed the locks, and just lived in it with the things boarded up, and just kept doing their documents and educating the sheriffs. And she got 18 vehicles with all these, sheriffs and whatever.
SWAT team.
She got an 18 vehicle SWAT team to stand down by educating the sheriff. She said, if any of you step on my property, it's a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, and she's still doing documents. And she sent me an email yesterday, and she said, she went in Monday to file some more papers at 10 o'clock in the morning in Nevada, but I can't remember what town it was in. And she said, it was at 10 o'clock in the morning. I talked to a really friendly clerk, and that day at 1 o'clock, they shut the courthouse down for the rest of the day. And that was when they were getting the mandamuses from us. And she was going, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting because last year when we only had like 20-some states reconstituted up here in the Seattle area, there was a humanitarian lawyer who went into one of the local Superior Court, and he went in there and he just happened to mention Kamala grand jury, and the whole courthouse shut down for the rest of the day. In other words, they're freaked out now that they've all got all the judges, all of them, 3,000 of them or whatever, have all got these documents. They're freaking out because, as Laura said, they can't turn to somebody else. All the people in positions of, you know, responsibility have all gotten these documents, so they can't pretend this to, you know, not just a few, all of them got it. So now they're all unnoticed. Now it's a unique historical moment since the founding of this country that all of them have been put on notice, and the power of the people are being demonstrated right now. They thought they could freak us out, but instead it backfired on them, and now they don't know what to do. And now these three judges, because they committed felonies and fraud for having, kidnapped this guy, basically.
Yeah, that's what we're getting him on, is kidnapping him, because they still have him, and they've tried to, the first judge, when he went up in front of the judge, when she saw the paperwork was from National Liberty Alliance, she goes, I'm going to excuse myself from this case because I know you. And he looks at her and goes, I've never seen you before. And she ran out of the room. So then they brought in the fixer judge who doesn't care about anything and just rules on anything. And so what we did was we sent habeas corpus, and they hate habeas corpus because they cannot get rid of it, and they can't justify, they cannot on their side justify anything. So that's the other reason they got indicted last night, is because they tried to get rid of the habeas corpus we sent in. And they can't do that. Nobody has ever done that.
In the history since habeas corpus, this is the first time that in the 500 or so, 600 years, they've ever, you know, they always recognize it. Well, this is the first time historically that a corrupt judge decides to ignore it, overturn it, and in so doing, now he is committed.
Well, they kept not calling it habeas corpus. They go, right. Well, we're wiping this document.
Which is absurd.
It's a hot potato to them.
They can run, but they can't hide, basically.
I think that's great. A couple of them need to get their karma coming home fast, and then the other ones will follow suit. I know what I saw here with the judges here is that they were very pretty rude and very arrogant, and we tried to talk to them and about things, and they wouldn't even let me see my files. And I was gonna have to go to court without even knowing what I was being charged with.
So now, of course, whoever took over as far as the judges, they've gotten these new documents because all of the major ones around the United States have all gotten them. So they just happened this last few days. That's kind of interesting to see what happens. John thinks probably in the next week or two, most likely, we're going to start to see some fallout, some kind of response a little more overtly than just kind of silence at this moment. I think they're all stunned. And when they start they check with each other and they start realizing everybody got them. I mean, this is going to really...
And they can't make up some story about the document to some agency because the agency got the document too and they read it,
Well, so how do people find out more about this? What's the website that they could go
to? Okay, NationalLibertyAlliance.org is the website to go to. And what's really cool is listening to, getting on our Monday night conference calls. On the West Coast, it's 6 to 9, and on of course the East Coast, it's 9 to 12. But you in the upper left hand corner, underneath the menu, not on the menu, is the link for getting on the calls, and you go to that page, and it explains how you can listen to it on the internet or on your phone, and then if you scroll down beneath the instructions, there's all the archive calls that are fantastic. And the latest calls are at the bottom. And I recommend listening to May 4th. That's a really good one. And, you know, if you had, you know, when you said you went to court and they were going to not let you even say what the heck you were doing there, if you had filed a habeas corpus, they can't get around that.
Yeah. Yeah. We threw so much stuff at them and they broke so many rules. They just railroaded everything.
You're right.
Eventually they had to, you know, we even put them up on charges and things and took them, you know, we filed at the Hague, you know, at the World Court, you know, so.
Right. Oh, you really, oh, you did.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really interesting. They started like going, oh shit, this is way too much trouble. You know, this is a lot more trouble than we bargained for. You know, we did all kinds of things. So we luckily I have a lot of friends in high places and a lot of people love East SETI and really want to see it continue. And they all, you know, jumped on. So we hit it from like 10 different angles. We had so much stuff coming at them that they actually, the last case, they said, please do not come here again. Are we finished? And sit down. We hope we don't see you here again, you know? And I said, you know, I'm totally for that. I said, just don't invite me. I'm all for staying out here. I have a lot better things to do than to sit in this, you know, to deal with all this nonsense, you know? So,
James, the thing that you did too, because I look at a lot of events, both personal and in other ways, as a surrogate situation where things that we personally experience, we create an, you know, like an energetic, add to the collective momentum field. And my sense is that what you experience, what you're describing right here for you in your situation, your neck of the woods, so to speak, what Laura and I are describing, what just happened with National Liberty Alliance and hitting all of the judges with all these documents, we're creating a kind of an even bigger kind of offshoot of what you did. The whole thing is being, all systems being confronted right now in a way that's never happened before. It's going to cause the, you know, massive changes right away.
Well, also, too, what I felt on another level, I was walking right into Reptilian Central, I mean, the nest. And unfortunately, that it's a draconian system. And it's there are other forces there that people don't know about. And the energy there was just sickening at first to deal with. But towards the end, we kept clearing it out. And then finally, you know, we got on top of things. And so that's what I felt on other levels, is that we were there to actually clear out a nest of unseen energies that have been manipulating humanity for eons through the system.
Yeah, I think you always do that wherever you go, you do.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that John Jerash really emphasizes about all of this too, he because he's a really, you know, coming from a sense of integrity, that he want to emphasize is that as we get into the system, we're not doing this out of revenge. We're not doing it out of a punishment sense. We would like to have, you know, these judges and people, we're giving them a chance to come around and work with us, work with the people. If they don't, they are going to definitely be removed. And so we're willing to forgive, you know, a lot of them are just corrupt. A lot of them are corrupt and ignorant. And there's some, we feel there are a few that actually are rooting for us, even though they can't really openly say it. But this is a massive shift for the first time that people are going to have a chance to get back and start really taking direct action and be responsible. But we're really emphasizing mercy and willing to forgive. But as Ashtar and the higher forces often say, we can forgive them, but we're not going to let them run ripshod over us any longer, referring to the cabal. So it's an action and yet using the consciousness within us, both action as we're demonstrating, but also focusing very strongly and calling on the higher forces to help support us and back our efforts, because that's what gives them, of course, mandated authority. So it's a many, many, you know, prong operation going on many levels. What we're doing at the people and what the higher forces are doing to support this effort, and that's very important.
Well, yeah, one of the teachers was saying, you know, that to be very, when you have to do this, if you're, you know, supposed to go to court, that you stay really cordial and nice to everybody. It doesn't matter, because he said you'll be surprised, because there's people behind the scenes who know what's going on and they're not happy about the system that they feel stuck in. And if they see that you are combating it, they will secretly kind of help you out. So you don't know, you know, to not, you know, be a jerk because you're so mad at what you're doing.
A lot of these sheriffs can't stand the judges they work for. They just, they're sitting there just going, oh my God. And they, every day they see the injustices going down and people getting ripped off. And you know, you could tell, and I noticed that some of the sheriffs that I talked through in my system were they really didn't want to see any it go down bad or anything else. They're really supportive of it, you know, and they're just going, God, and you could tell they're just between a rock and a hard place. They're going, I don't want to do this, but I don't, you know, I don't have any options right here.
Well, right, but see, now they do, and I think there is a bunch of people that are really tickled pink. I mean,
that
are in this thing, and so, and we think this sheriff in Utah, he is actually, you know, they're all talking, and he's probably getting more people on board about this.
Great. Yeah, that's what has to happen, because, you know, the sheriffs, they're elected officials. They have a much higher position than any of the other agencies, you know, and so basically they're there to take care of, protect the people, and that's what they need to do.
Right, and now we're giving them the backup and the backbone and, you know, to do it.
Yeah.
So the information that they need too, you know.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. You know, I haven't heard a peep from them lately. I hope they don't, you know, they usually keep trying to start up and create all kinds of false charges, you know, but
well, I think that's what's going on nationally, because no area is totally isolated and they get in touch with other people. And I think right now with what's going on with what we just did with National Liberty Alliance, all these documents, anything that they're planning, you know, in an individual sense, the entire nation now has been given notice. So it's not like they can just go over and do something over here like it's an isolated thing. It's everything has been energetically connected now in a very documented way, pulling everything together. And people are waking up very, very fast right now. And even though there's still some people, because they look at Jade Helm based on the old timeline and martial law and things like that and the FEMA camps and all that crap, I mean, a lot of people are still looking and trying to interpret it that way. But, you know, the truth is, it's people wake up into this new timeline, new paradigm, and realize that we people have, in fact, created a new timeline, that we are successful in changing things around, so that, you know, all these so-called disasters and things that, you know, like I've known for years, that since when the false flag of 9/11 happened, which was a big wake-up call, and they tried at least 70 events bigger than 9/11, higher forces neutralized those behind the scenes, that, and the power of the people is now rising up, that they're really freaking out because they've lost their control over everything, and they're in survival mode right now, basically.
Yeah, so. I've seen that. They're definitely scrambling, and, you know, to me, it's that, you know, in the big picture, these people are just not frequency specific to where the Earth is evolving, and basically their system and their empires and all this stuff is it just can't maintain itself. It has no grid to support it anymore. So it's inevitable, you know, that is going to go down. I just hope there's a smooth, somewhat of a smooth transition in this process, you know, so we can just kind of phase them out and phase something else in that's more supportive of the people.
That's what I think is happening with this. I mean, what we're doing is shaking these people out of their cognitive dissonance and hard ego mind. But we're not, John says, we are not here for, we're not hunting people down. We're not, it's not a vindictive agenda. We are only asking them to uphold their oath and the law. The real law, not the whatever they're doing.
Not the admirably statute, maritime, common law, natural law is what we're asking.
We the people are demanding that they follow it. That's all.
Yeah. And common sense. Also, I want to interject here, because this was the other thing that I mentioned in the early part of the show about, you know, what's going on in the solar system. Well, the other thing that came out was that the solar system, quote, has been on lockdown, in the sense that the negative, not the positive, but the negative Anunnaki ones that were still, you know, were connected with the Cabal on Earth. Well, Cabal on Earth had been promised they were going to have a way of escaping, quote, and well, they're not being allowed. The ones that were stuck in the solar system, they can't leave, and the few narc ones couldn't come in. And so what's happening right now, this group that's actually come in a few decades ago, but they in the last decade or two became more prominent, the Blue Avians, and these big giant sphere ships. And I was communicating with one or two of them that, and there was actually some videos too, where there was some flying around looking like birds or something, but they were making their presence known a little bit. They have really reached out and helped the Space Alliance, which is part of the Secret Space Program, but the ones who want the humanity to know the truth. They want everything to be revealed and opened up, all the technologies. They want the new economic system in place, everything revealed and exposed so the planetary wounds can be healed. So the Blue Avians are a major force right now. I don't know, James, if you've communicated with them, because they're bird beings. They look like, you know, kind of humanoid in one sense, but they have feathers and they're about 8-9 feet tall, and they're very just and very merciful, and they're working from an 8-9 dimensional level. And they gave the Alliance suddenly new technology to really enhance what they're doing to clean up the rest of the riffraff that's in the solar system.
Great. Yeah. No, I just recently heard about them, but I haven't been in contact with them yet. I'm sure they probably are going to be showing up. But I have a lot of other people asking me about them. You know, do you know about them? And I said, I don't know much about them, but I definitely need to look into that.
Well, I had an experience with them. When I first learned about them, I was really somehow just felt this real affinity towards them. And I was getting a massage from my massage therapist, and she's blind and she has a service dog. And so the service dog was acting really crazy. I mean, was wanting me to hug him and give him a massage.
Yeah.
And he usually just falls asleep in the corner. And so she's massaging my feet and I'm massaging the dog, and he just wants to be really close. And she's got this CD on, the same music, you know, massage music that has, you know, a little bit of birds in the background. And we're listening to it, and all of a sudden we hear these bird noises that were way in the front, did not match the music at all. And she goes, we go, wow, what is that? I mean, she goes, I've been listening to that CD forever. I've never heard that. And I go, I haven't either.
Yeah.
And I started telling her about the Blue Avians, and every time I would mention their name, this bird noise
come over
the thing. And then I realized why the dog was acting so loving was felt their energy around, and they were communicating.
You know, we've been hearing this noise here lately that nobody can figure out what it is, and it almost does sound like a large bird kind of
I think
before any of us came to Earth here in this final mission, Earth embodiment, you know, I mean, I have a memory of being in some of the higher councils with the Blue Avians, because they were extremely just, you know, they're very loving, and they were helping to be intermediaries. That's why they came in the last few decades and just hung out. Their ships are like as big as Jupiter, Saturn, and some of the moons, and there were like hundreds of them have just come in, just there, and the cabal's freaking out. And when they actually tried to send a laser to blow one of the ships up, and it kind of glowed red, and then it got shot back and blew up the base on Earth, because it was the cabal trying to off them. So they just said, hey, don't shoot at us. We're not here for negative reasons. And so they just been hanging out. And then all of a sudden, a huge number of the ships in the last few years came in. And that's when they started to clean things up and help the Space Alliance, to get rid of the Dark Fleet that was still trying to create, you know.
Well, I actually saw a video of when they beamed the beams back down to the military base and blew up the military base. Somebody was filming that, and it was totally silent. You couldn't hear any. You just saw all this, really, this looked like blow-ups of stuff, you know, and the person who was videotaping it said, that's a military base. I wonder what's going on over there, but you couldn't hear anything.
I remember that. Yeah, I saw that same thing.
You saw it too. Yeah, I think that's when that was what happened.
We had a ship come over here, which was really interesting, and it was a reptilian ship actually, and it came cruising in, and we saw this huge blue flash of light, and then this ship just turned into dust basically. It dematerialized the whole ship, and it was like a little dust trail, and then there was just nothing.
Oh.
And so.
Wow.
You know, we asked them what was that, and they said, well, that ship that was coming had deadly intent. You know, it had their intention was to take us out, basically, and so they intervened on it, you know, and took care of it. But I had quite a few witnesses that observed that, and it was unbelievable.
When was that?
It was probably, I would say, you know, time's rough up here. I'd say it's probably like last summer, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
It was last summer when it happened, but.
Was that before, after you got that helicopter came over and put all that?
It was before. It was before that, yeah. Yeah, and they had that black, I was surprised that helicopter got in. It came in really low, like below treetop level, really fast. And I was on the radio actually with, you know, Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I remember that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you can hear.
How are you doing? Like, I know you had to recover from that for a while.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from it. I'm still having some skin problems from it that haven't totally healed yet, but I'm sure it'll.
Well, I'm bringing something to see if you want to. I'm bringing this thing with it's called an aromadome thing. I know Bruce and Barbara got one, but I think it really helped us. I'll show you this picture of this guy that had his huge, horrible rash all over his body. And he couldn't, you know, there's nothing you could put on the skin, but he got in the tent. He got in the dome, within 19 hours, his skin was totally smoothing over and
wow.
Look good. So I'm going to bring it. And I was thinking about you,
I'll definitely try it out. I mean, I'm using some other technology, which are, they've held it. I mean, I should be dead right now, according to their program. So I'm grateful for that, but I'm still, still getting rid of some of the byproducts of that hit.
Okay.
But, it's getting interesting out there. I have to say, it's like, but I do feel things have really shifted, and now that there's a huge forward, you know, motion in the people, you know, pulling their power back and getting rid of these draconian systems, you know, that have been in place for so long. That's what I feel. I'm just done with them myself. And I think the rest of the planet is as well. So now we just have to figure out how to finally, you know, dismantle them.
Well, that's what National Liberty Alliance and the common law, you know, grand juries are going to literally, from a sense of true, lawful, natural common law, which again will become planetary council. That's what we're doing right now, is doing these steps to allow the people of Earth to become their own council. And we don't need presidents. We don't need politicians. We don't need any of the present ones who have kept us in economic and finance, you know, and in servitude, all kinds of servitude. We're done with it. We're tired of it. We learned our lessons. You know, we want to move on and energetically into the new system, and in the new paradigm that gives the people the authority. And the thing about disclosure, as you know, like people like David Wilcock and others have, you know, that are in contact with various one insiders, and it's being demonstrated that we, the people, can definitely handle the truth, all kinds of truth, and not to exclude anything. And that we're hungry to know the truth. We're tired of the system and as it's been, and we're taking direct action right now, which the higher forces are backing, to demonstrate and support this change in a very, very calm, smooth, but powerful and quick, very quick change. And there's that meaning probably by time next year, we're going to be really moving energetically, probably in the new, using the courthouses, hopefully, and really starting some major changes, getting people released, the majority of people from prison who shouldn't even be there, which is most of the prison population. Just they make profit, money again, off all the prisoners. And, you know, when people get tickets, when we have a right to travel, they write up a $30,000 bond on each of those tickets. Well, you can do the math and figure out how much money the cabal has taken in and absconded from us and manipulated people out of fear, false evidence appearing real, ignorance. Now the people are waking up, and you know, the one thing I noticed is people are not in fear at first. Now they're more in anger, which is actually a higher vibration than fear, and then they're going to come out of anger into a more constructive, positive series of actions, that this is what's taking place.
Yeah, I definitely, I've been observing that, you know, unfold right now. And it does feel like there's this massive force behind it that's pushing this, everything to go in that direction. And you know, I feel like everybody talks about the Jade Helm thing and they're all freaking out when they call me and they're in fear and everything. And I go, I don't think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a non-event, you know. And then so I talked to these guys high up in the military and I said, well, what's your take on this? And they said, well, over 50% of the people in the military are oath keepers and that we will not carry out an illegal order. So they said there's nothing to worry about, you know, with this thing. And they said they might do the drill, but if they want to take it further, you know, they said that their orders, that they're not going to carry out any of these orders, you know, the illegal orders, which means to do anything against the people, you know, so that would go against their oath. So, you know, that's what I feel. And it's probably more and more people by the time this thing comes about, there'll probably be more like 75% of the people.
They speeded it up till June. It was supposed to be July. Well, it's supposed to start this month now. And already in Michigan, there's some stuff happening around Flint where they're blowing up some stuff. And the people are really angry in the little Flint town because the mayor didn't tell them that they were going to be doing that.
I don't even know if the mayor knew.
Oh, well, anyway, so there's already a few things happening above and beyond Jade Helm, but I, you know, like you, James, I don't see, even though there's all these people concerned about it, I don't see it being a problem. Only part of it is because, you know, people are shifting and people are so awake now. You know, as I've said many times, the only way the imbalance forces can operate is when they do it in stealth, fear and surprise, basically. But when you're empowered with truth and you speak truth to power, it all fizzles away. They only thrive in the darkness. They can't thrive in the light at all.
Oh, yeah. And I think that is what's happening. It's all being exposed. And, you know, people, you know, your work. And I know Winston Shrout's been doing a lot of work. He's going to be here at the conference. And he's going to do another event afterwards, a private event, which is going to be great. And it's nice to have these guys on board, you know, to make sure that the light does go forward, you know, and the light workers are taken care of. I know before when I was doing this, boy, I was taking a beating, and I went to all these UFO lawyers, all these people, and they just turned their back on me, you know, and said, you know, good luck with that. And so I was kind of, I go, well, I guess, you know, they are lawyers, you know, so.
UFO, yeah, that's the problem. UFO lawyers,
people that were trying to get Freedom of Information Act. The problem is, though, again, you know, these lawyers, these attorneys, corporate attorneys, you know, they just have their own agenda. And, you know, because they don't want to recognize common law, natural law, which on the higher worlds, natural law, service to collective, not service to self. We don't need any of this, these laws that bind us and they keep us in servitude. That's basically what the whole thing is about. They don't want to recognize common law. We would like to mention our websites, too, for the people who would like to get a little more info. Both the National Liberty Alliance and also the work that I do spiritually as well and what Laura does, so those who would like to find out more about it. Mm-hmm. One of my services as a contactee and channel, I do these personal 90-minute transformational channeled readings for fellow light workers, star people. Been doing that since 1979, even though I was originally trained in the Edgar Cayce form of channeling. But these sessions aren't just channeling information, even though it's focused on people's mission, how to make them more effective and focus in, but they also download what's called these higher light encodements, which the Elohim technology that they use to anchor in these frequencies that activate people's DNA, RNA, and so on, causes transformation. So that's something that I provide. I've been doing that for years, and it's getting very exciting as things are starting to come into an alignment. But if you go to my website, michaelelejean.com, that's my first last name, .com, and email and phone number there for those who would like to call, would like to experience one of those sessions. And then, of course, the other work is involved with the National Liberty Alliance, which is nationallibertyalliance.org. And Laura, you want to share?
So with nationallibertyalliance.org, you can register for free. It's free. Everything's free on there. And then you can also look at the directory for all the contact people in your state, like the coordinators and the administrators. We also have a welcoming committee when you first join, and that means that you've joined as a volunteer common law grand jurist, and you can get involved in the process. And we actually say the common law grand jury box trumps the ballot box. This is way better than the voting fraud thing. And we really, we the people, actually are getting our voice back through this. Right. So, and my website is lauralegere.com. L-A-U-R-A, Legere, L-E-G-E-R-E.com. And that's my website about my essential oils things. I have a blog on there. I've got YouTube channels. And my book is on there too. And then there is my other website is itsnotweirdanymore.com, which is more focused on the book. So those are mine. And
yeah, well, yeah, I can't thank you enough for both coming on the show and shedding some light on this. And, you know, we'll have to bring you back on because I really want to find out more about the progression of you know, the common law jury and all the other things happening. And I definitely am going to go check out the National Liberty Alliance myself and see what they're doing because, you know, we all need to educate ourselves and learn to stand up, stand our own divinity and learn about universal law and put an end to this draconian program that we've been under for so long.
Yeah, it's fun. We do periodic updates for different people too. Yeah, so it's just fun. I love talking about it. I mean, I feel awesome. So empowered.
Hey, well, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We got to wind it up, but I can't wait to see you up here, you know, at the conference in the
July.
We're looking forward to that.
We are.
And as always, keep your eyes on the skies.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I would say stay in your heart, keep your eyes on the skies, and you're going to see some miraculous things.
That's right. All right. Thanks a lot, James.
Take care. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.